But sorry, that isn't the extent of my Chinese for today. Now, as we pray right now, I want to introduce you to the way that the English side now does prayer. We pray responsively. Which means that when I say, Lord, in your mercy, the congregation responds, hear our prayer. Let's practice. Lord, in your mercy.
Lord, hear our prayer. 即是天父听我们的祷告。 你要答他,
yes.
Okay, let's try again.
Let's practice. Lord, in your mercy. Chinese or English is fine. Yes, hear our prayer. What's the Chinese of that?
听我们的祷告.
Oh, extra Chinese.
So we actually do that during the prayer?
Yes.
Okay, 即是一会你是要这样说的, okay? 一会祈祷的时候。
So we will. You'll say it, I think, 4 times in total during the prayer.
你会有4次要咁讲嘅.
So let's pray.
让我哋低头祷告.
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
阿伯拉罕、以撒、雅各嘅父.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
天父、圣子同圣灵.
Across these generations, you have promised to be with your people.
喺世世代代里面，你应许与我哋同在.
And we ask you to be with us now. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. 天父听我们的祷告.
Good. God our Father, in the beginning you made the heavens and the earth and called them good.
在创世的时候你做了天地，你亦都话呢啲系好嘅.
It is in this goodness you have asked us to share.
我们在这个美好里面你叫我们去分享.
To tend, to keep, and to grow.
去维持，亦都去, um,建立这一样好事.
You have invited us to bless the whole world.
你邀请我们去, um,祝福这个世界.
And by your self-sacrifice, you have showed us the way to do it.
而在你, 的牺牲里面, 你告诉我们,
we ask that you lead us as we try to love you and to love our neighbors as ourselves.
求你教导我们如何去爱你和爱我们身边的邻舍.
Please open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to our neighbors.
求你去开我们的眼，开我们的心，对我们的邻舍。
Whether they are near or far.
他们可能是近或者离我们很远。
Where there are wars, we pray for peace.
有, 战乱的地方, 求你, 带到平安。
Where there is suffering.
有, 困苦的时间。
Whether mental, spiritual, or physical.
可能是生理上或者心理里面, 我们也都求你去安慰。
We pray for your comfort. And where there are those who do not yet know you,
而有一些未认识你的人里面,
we pray for the chance to show them who you are.
我求你给机会让他们认识你。
Father, you have asked us to be your hands and feet in this world.
天父你叫我们成为你的手和你的脚。
Please help us to follow in your example.
让我们在这个世界上跟着你的, um,榜样去行。
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. 听我们的祷告.
Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督,
we confess that we are a sinful people.
我们在你面前认罪.
By the things we have done and by the things we have left undone.
有些我们做不好的事, 或者有些我们没做的事,
we have not loved you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们没有尽心尽性尽意尽力地爱你.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Although we are made in your image,
虽然我们是在你的,
we confess that we have missed the mark. Too often we have been selfish. Too often we have been unkind.
或者不够,
though you have made us a new creation,
虽然我们已经是新造的人,
we have often been too afraid to abandon our old selves in our pursuit of you.
有时我们不敢放低旧我去到, um,追求你。
We ask that you forgive us.
求你原谅我们,
even though we do not deserve it.
虽然我们不配。
You are a God most gracious and compassionate. Slow to anger and quick to forgive.
很慢去发怒, 但是很快就会原谅我们。
As you have shown mercy to those who have come before us.
你将你的慈爱带到这个世界里面。
We ask that you show us mercy now. In you we have placed our trust.
我也求你去将你的慈爱临到我们当中。 我们相信你。
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Spirit, you have promised to be our comfort in times of darkness.
圣灵，你应许喺我哋困难、我哋黑暗嘅时间，你会与我哋同在。
We pray today that you fulfill your promise.
我哋求你去成就你嘅应许。
Remind us of who we are in light of the Son of God.
提醒我哋究竟系边个，系嗰位钉身十字架耶稣嘅儿女。
Show us who we are supposed to become by your presence.
亦都教导我哋成为一个你想我哋成为嘅人。
Bind us together as your body.
将我哋合一埋一齐。
Come dwell among us as your temple.
亦都将我哋喺你嘅圣殿里边居住。
Make us who believe together into your church.
让我哋成为你自己嘅教会。
Your representative to the world.
成为你喺呢个世界嘅代表。
As you have loved us, we pray that you would help us to love one another.
让我们学习你爱我们怎样去爱身边的人。
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们的祷告是奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名。
God of very God,
唯一的真神,
light of very light,
真理真光的神,
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for participating. As we start our sermon, I just want to say it is good to see all of you again.
我们开始的时候，我想讲话很开心可以在你们当中。
As much as I try, I know that I have not been able to regularly catch up with all of you.
虽然我都有尝试，但是其实很少跟大家去相聚。
It is one of the issues inherent to a church like ours.
其实很多好像我们的教会都有这些问题。
Who run two services in different languages and a bunch of programs besides.
因为我们有两个不同的崇拜，两个不同的语言，还有很多不同的事发生。
I don't always know what's going on with all of you.
我不是时时知道你们发生什么事。
And I can only assume you don't know what everything that's going on the English side is.
我也估计你们未必知道英文堂发生什么事。
If we're going to be one church together,
但如果我们是要成为一间教会的话,
we're going to have to find more ways to talk to one another.
我们需要找多些机会跟大家沟通。
So today, I wanted to let you know what's happening on the English side.
所以今天我希望可以介绍英文堂的事给你们知。
And especially within the context of our larger church family.
而这件事是看我们教会整体而言，我们究竟在做什么事。
On the English side, we have just started our series on Paul's letters to Timothy and Titus.
在英文堂那里，我们刚刚开始了去讲保罗写给提摩太和提多的书信。
Collectively, these are known as the pastoral letters.
这堆书卷，我们就叫它做教牧书信。
They are the letters from the pastor Paul to two of his proteges.
因为他们是由保罗牧者去写给他的高徒，就是提摩太和提多传道。
Now the terminology here is a little bit tricky.
我们这里要小心我们的用词。
Because technically speaking, Timothy and Titus are elders, not pastors.
因为技术上来说，提摩太和提多其实是长老。
But for the sake of simplicity, they're roughly equivalent.
但我们今天简化来说，其实他们都是当他们是差不多的。
A second complication in interpreting these letters is that these letters are written as specific advice.
第二样令到我们明白这些书信有困难的地方，就是因为这些书信写的时候是有特定的教导的。
These are not general theology.
他们不是一些很普及性的神学教导。
It was not meant to be, this is what God says for all places and all times.
它的原意就不是说这些是神的教导，是可以套入到所有的时间和情况里面的。
That means that while we can generalize theology out of these letters,
所以虽然我们可以尝试将这些书信的教导去普及化,
it would be unwise to apply these texts directly to the modern day.
但我哋都要小心去点样将呢啲嘅教导套入去我哋今日嘅生活里面。
Nevertheless, out of all the letters in the New Testament,
咁但无论如何咧，喺新约嘅书卷里面咧
，these three spend the most time talking about what a church leader is supposed to be doing.
呢三个人咧系讲得最多教会领袖应该做啲咩嘢嘅。
And since we have begun putting together a nomination committee.
咁因為我哋咧已經選舉咗呢個嘅提名委員會啦。
It seemed like a good time to talk about church leadership and what that actually means.
咁所以而家咧係一個好好嘅時機去講一講教會領袖究竟係咩一回事。
The primary way in which the New Testament thinks about church leadership is through the lens of the main storyline of the Bible.
嗰個新約咧主要咧就係用聖經嘅故事去帶出。教会的领袖应该是怎样的
And specifically the goals that God has for creation.
也都是在神放在被造之物的目标这件事上面讲。
The church is meant to be a people who think and act like God.
教会呢应该是一群想嘢同埋行事都像主的人。
The church is God's representative on earth.
因为教会就是神在地上的代表。
Church leaders are the people who help the community make God's goal a reality.
而教会的领袖呢，就应该是帮教会的人去成就到神在地上面的使命。
And we can see that this is God's plan from the very beginning of creation.
我们见到呢，这个其实是神由创世以先一早已经有的计划。
In their context, the two creation stories imply that God's plan has always been to create a people who live according to his design.
在创世的故事创世的一二章那里已经讲了其实神的计划是希望他创造的人可以活在他的设计里面。
God wants to dwell alongside his people on earth.
他也想与我们在地上同行。
That's why God chooses to come down to walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day.
所以神在伊甸园里面都选择跟亚当和夏娃同行。
It is why John sees the new Jerusalem descending out of the new heaven and coming to rest upon the new earth.
亦都系咧，约翰见到新天新地降临嘅原因。
And it is why Paul is so insistent on a bodily resurrection.
亦都系咧，点解阿保罗咁坚持去讲肉体复活呢件事嘅
？We are meant to live within the goodness of God's world.
神嘅原意系我哋喺佢嘅美好嘅世界里边活着。
We are meant to live on earth with God.
而是与他一起在地上活着。
As implied by the stories of creation,
在创世的故事里面,
the goodness of creation consists of an appropriate relationship between God and humanity.
创世的美好呢,包括了神和人的关系。
Good relationships between humans.
人与人之间好的关系。
And to have humanity take care of creation itself.
亦都系包括人系小心咁样嘅去照顾创造之物。
This design is what was broken by Adam and Eve's sin and the fall of humanity.
但系呢个嘅设计咧，就系俾亚当夏娃嘅罪同埋人嘅堕落去破坏咗嘅。
But God's solution is not to skip straight to Jesus.
咁但系神嘅解决办法咧，就唔系话一跳就跳到去耶稣嗰度。
Instead, God's desire has always been to work with his people.
而神的原意一路的就是想与他的人同工。
And so after humanity's fall,
所以当人堕落之后
God makes a covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
神与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各去立约。
As the first step in overcoming sin and restoring God's design to the world.
这个是神和世界复活的计划里面的第一步。
It is through the covenant God made with Moses and with Israel that the Old Testament people of God were supposed to restore God's design.
同样，神同摩西同埋以色列人嘅立约，亦都系喺旧约里面神想同人复活嘅一样嘢。
Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus specifically reiterates the covenant.
咁耶稣嘅降生、死同埋复活咧，亦都系重新嘅去肯定到呢一个嘅约。
And in the New Testament, the church itself is an extension of all these covenantal promises.
咁喺新約裏面咧，教會就係神呢一個約嘅延續。
This has always been God's plan.
呢個係一路以嚟神嘅計劃。
To work with His covenantal people and reconcile all things to himself.
与佢嘅子民去复和佢嘅关系，同埋同所有被造之物复和关系。
More specifically, ever since the fall, God's plan has been to change human belief in order to change human action.
咁喺人嘅堕落之后咧，其实神嘅原意咧就系要人改变佢哋嘅信念，从而系改变佢哋嘅行为嘅。
This is how God will overcome sin and bless the whole world.
咁而呢样嘢咧就会帮助到人去胜过罪啦，同埋去祝福呢个世界。
Abraham needed to unlearn the habits of Babylon.
亚伯拉罕需要忘记喺巴比伦里边嘅恶习。
Moses needed to unlearn the theology of the Egyptians.
摩西咧亦都要忘记埃及人嗰啲嘅信仰。
Israel needed to unlearn the beliefs of Canaan.
而以色列咧亦都需要去忘记迦南人嘅信仰。
And the early church needed to unlearn the logic of the Roman Empire.
早期嘅教会同样咧都系要忘记罗马帝国里边嘅逻辑嘅教导。
Each era has had their own challenges.
每一个嘅世代都有佢嘅挑战。
But the people of God have always needed to leave their old worlds behind in order to enter the kingdom of God.
咁但系每一次神嘅子民都系要放低自己嘅恶习，去到进入神嘅国里面。
We have always needed to forget our old beliefs and relearn the specific logic of God.
我哋每一次都系要学习神嘅逻辑，而摆低旧我哋旧相信嘅嘢。
Across the entire Bible, then, this has always been God's plan.
我哋睇到喺圣经嘅全本里边，呢个都系神嗰个嘅旨意。
Change human belief in order to change human action.
改变人嘅信念，去改变人嘅行为。
In order to realign all of humanity to God's design.
使到我哋可以同神嘅设计再一次同步翻一齐。
Now that we can see God's plan at a large scale,
而家我哋明白到神嘅计划嘅时候，
we can turn to focus now on how the early church chose to accomplish this.
咁我哋就可以睇下究竟早期嘅教会点样去成就呢件事咧。
While there is no single book of the Bible which details how the early Christians planned to accomplish this task.
咁喺圣经里边咧，其实冇一本嘅书卷去讲述早期教会点样去做呢件事嘅。
It is easy enough to reverse engineer what the plan was.
咁但系咧，我哋都系能够由睇圣经里边去睇到点样做嘅佢哋。
It was church planting.
就系佢哋就系要植堂。
In the book of Acts, we see the early Christians send out waves and waves of missionaries.
在《使徒行传》里面，我们见到早期的教会是不断去派一些宣教士出去植堂的。
So that the gospel could move from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria and then to the ends of the earth.
所以令到福音是可以由耶路撒冷去到犹太全地、撒玛利亚和世界的末了。
And in the context of church planting,
在植堂这件事里面呢，
It is clear that the New Testament letters were written to support the kinds of beliefs necessary to help churches remain churches.
我哋见到咧，新约嘅书卷其实所写嘅嘢咧，个原意都系想帮助呢啲教会点样去植堂，去稳妥佢哋自己。
Most of the New Testament letters, therefore, have the same kind of structure.
咁所以咧，新约嘅书卷咧都有好多好似嘅结构嘅。
In the first half of his letters, Paul usually teaches about who Jesus is.
咁喺通常喺呢啲书信嘅头半部咧，保罗就会讲述耶稣系边个啦。
And in the second half, he tells them about how they're supposed to live in light of the revelation of Christ.
咁喺后半句咧，佢通常就会讲我哋点样可以喺神嘅耶稣嘅样式之下去活着嘅。
To put it another way, the purpose behind planting churches is to create communities who can connect the reality of Christ to their lived experience.
咁第二个方法去讲咧，就系植堂嘅原意咧，就系去成立一啲社区，让到佢哋可以喺生活上面活出基督嘅。
The purpose of church is to create a people who can take what they know of God and translate it into practical ways of living.
咁样创造呢啲教会团体嘅原意咧，就系让呢一班人可以喺实际生活里面活出基督。每一日咁样真实咁活出基督嘅样式。
If God's plan is to change human belief in order to change human action,
所以如果神的计划是要改变人的信仰和人的行为的话呢
，In order to realign us with God's design，
令到我们可以相应咁样活出神的设计。
Then the New Testament's whole plan is to create and sustain communities of faith that can do both。
咁样喺新约里边嘅原意咧，就系让到我哋去创造同埋去维持呢一啲信仰嘅团体去做呢一件事。
To paraphrase the theologian Stanley Hauerwas, the church does not have a mission from God. The church is itself the mission from God.
曾经就有个 神学家讲就说个教会不是有一个神的使命，教会本身就是神的使命。
The church is supposed to be the place where we learn how to tell the story of God.
教会就是一带我们学习怎样去介绍神故事的地方。
From creation all the way to new creation.
由创世到我们怎样去重新 作为一个新造的人。
And in telling that story, we are supposed to become a people who embody God's design for the world.
咁在这个故事里面，我们也都要让人见到我们成为了神设计贯彻始终的一班人。
We are supposed to be a place where Christ's love for humanity and for the world are visibly demonstrated.
教会应该是一个地方，人是看见基督对人类爱是一件什么回事。
As Christ commanded, love one another. As I have loved you, so must you love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
咁所以咧，耶稣咧喺约翰福音嗰度都话，所以我叫你哋彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱嘅心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Now that we've discussed the Bible's overall goal，
咁我哋而家讲咗圣经整体嗰个嘅目标嘅时候咧
，and the church's overall goal，
同埋教会整体嘅目标嘅时候咧
，we can discuss how it plans to get us there。
咁我哋就可以讲点样去做到呢件事啦。
How are we supposed to become a people who live according to the story of God？
我哋点样成为一班活出神故事嘅人呢
？The solution that the early church came up with was basically to split responsibility for church leadership into two parts。
咁早期嘅教会咧，首先咧就系将教会嘅领袖咧分为两批嘅人
，the theological part and the practical part。
就是一批咧，就是专注在神学上面嘅；一批咧，就是专注在日常实际嘅运作上面嘅。
Some leaders, which Paul calls elders, would be responsible for teaching the Bible and maintaining a coherent set of beliefs for the church.
咁有啲嘅领袖就是保罗叫长老啦，佢哋就是负责去教导圣经，同埋去维持教会一路都是持守真理嘅。
Other leaders called deacons would be responsible for dealing with the day-to-day administration of the Christian community.
咁其他嘅领袖咧，佢哋就叫做执事。咁呢一班人咧，就系负责教会日常行政嘅事嘅。
The qualifications for both are very similar.
咁呢两班人嘅资格同埋履历咧，其实好似嘅。
Both are supposed to be loyal to their spouse.
佢哋就应该系忠于佢哋嘅老婆或者老公啦。
Worthy of respect and trustworthy and able to manage their own household.
受人去信得过啦，去同埋管理到自己屋企啦，同埋 respect 就系尊重，受人尊重嘅。
And they must be able to hold on to the deep truths of the faith.
同埋咧，佢哋要持守真理嘅。
But where deacons are responsible for administration, elders are responsible primarily for teaching.
系啦，咁执事咧就系负责行政嘅事啦，而长老就系负责教导嘅事。
Because it's simpler, let's start with the office of deacon.
咁我哋咧首先睇一睇执事先啦。
You'll notice that while Paul lists a number of important character traits in verses 8-13,
喺头先读嘅经文八至十三节咧，保罗就讲咗执事应有嘅特征。
The only job they're actually given is to serve.
但其实他们要做的事是很简单的一件事，就是要服侍人。
Most literally in ancient Greek, a deacon is a type of servant.
在希腊文里面，执事就是仆人的一种。
In some cases, the specific service they provided was as a waiter, bringing food to the table.
其中一件他们要做的事就是要将食物带到去台上面。
In the context of the church, then,
在教会的层面里面呢
In the same way that a waiter makes a meal possible,
好似一个侍应令到我哋食得到一餐饭。
So too are deacons supposed to remove the practical barriers which make it harder to accomplish the goals God has set for the church.
咁执事咧都系应该帮助教会去排除一啲艰难，令到教会可以成就到教会要做嘅事。
A lot of how we think about deacons comes from Acts chapter 6.
喺使徒行传六章嗰度咧，我哋亦都见到好多执事要做嘅嘢嘅。
Where a conflict arises between the Hebrew culture widows and the Greek culture widows.
咁喺呢一度咧，就系一啲希伯来嘅寡妇同埋一啲希腊嘅寡妇咧，系有啲纷争。
Some background is required here.
咁我哋需要一啲背景嘅资料呢度。
For one, Greeks and Jews did not usually eat together.
以前咧，希腊人咧同埋呢个犹太人咧，其实好少一齐食嘢嘅。
Because not hosting almost never.
Oh, 系永远都唔会一齐食嘢嘅。
Because Greeks did not follow the Jewish food laws.
因为希腊人咧系食嘢嘅方法咧系唔符合犹太人嘅规条嘅。
For another thing, in ancient culture, it was commonly understood that widows should be taken care of by the next of kin.
同埋咧，嗰啲古时嘅人咧，佢哋相信咧，寡妇咧其实系应该被佢哋嘅第二个嘅至亲，即系至亲嘅人去照顾嘅。
For example, you can think of Ruth and Boaz.
咁我哋可以谂喺圣经里边路德同埋波亚斯都系咁样啦。
Because the early church came to the conclusion that all who believed in Christ Jesus became the new family of God.
咁但系咧，因为早期嘅教会咧，觉得所有信咗耶稣基督嘅人咧，已经成为一个新嘅家庭。
They decided not only that both Jewish and Greek widows were now joined into the family of God.
咁佢哋就决定咧，呢啲犹太同埋希腊嘅寡妇咧，都系同样喺呢个新嘅家庭里面。
But also that it was now the duty of the church to take care of the material needs of the widows in the congregation.
同样咧，教会嘅责任咧，亦都系要照顾呢一班嘅寡妇嘅。
This is an excellent example of the link between new belief and new practices.
这个是一个很好的例子，将他们的信仰融入了他们的生活里面。
If the church is theologically the new family of God, then you must treat its members as your own family.
所以如果教会就是神一个新的家庭，我们是应该对待教会的人好像我们对待我们自己亲的家庭一样。
That means the Jewish widows and the Greek widows have to eat together.
咁嘅意思咧，咁所以呢啲嘅猶太同埋希臘嘅寡婦咧，係要一齊食嘢嘅。
And that means the church needs to financially support the widows.
而教會咧，亦都係會喺金錢上邊去照顧呢班寡婦。
Of course, taking care of widows involves a lot of logistics.
咁其實要照顧呢啲嘅寡婦咧，係需要好多嘅安排嘅。
We don't know exactly how the early church distributed resources.
咁我哋唔知道早期嘅教会点样去分配佢哋嘅资源啦。
But whether they were giving the widows a cash stipend，
可能佢哋系俾钱呢啲嘅寡妇啦。
Or whether they're bringing around groceries，
帮佢哋买餸啦。
Or whatever third secret option you can dream of，
或者其他嘅方法。
The bottom line is that somebody has to physically get stuff to the widows。
但系总之咧，就系有人要将一啲嘅物资俾到呢一班嘅寡妇。
And because the apostles are busy with the ministry of prayer and the word。
咁因為使徒咧係忙住要祈禱啦，同埋做其他嘅事工。
They assigned the deacons to do the administration.
佢哋咧就叫咗啲執事去做呢啲行政嘅事啦。
That brings us then to the office of elder.
咁我哋而家咧亦都睇下長老究竟係做啲咩。
While an elder and an apostle are not the same thing.
我哋要記住長老咧同埋使徒咧係唔一樣嘅嘢嚟嘅。
But the office of elder is clearly patterned after the role of the apostles.
咁但系咧，长老要做嘅事咧，其实咧就好似系根据住使徒要做嘅事咁。
After all, like the apostles in Acts 6, the main job of an elder is to teach.
喺使徒行传六章，我哋睇到就系长老嘅责任咧，其实系好似使徒咁，系要去做教导。
And while elders are not technically the same thing as pastors,
咁长老咧，亦都技术上嚟讲咧，唔系传道人。
I would argue that the main job of a pastor is to teach.
咁但系咧，其实教牧主要嘅工作咧，都系要去教导嘅。
On the surface of things, it might sound like ancient pastors just refused to do blue collar work.
咁我哋可能咧会谂会唔会系以前古代嗰啲嘅牧者咧，就系唔中意做呢啲蓝领嘅工作咧
？But given that Paul himself was a blue-collar tent maker，
咁但系我哋要记住咧，保罗自己咧都系一个蓝领嘅工人嚟嘅，因为佢系织帐幕嘅。
So the focus on teaching was probably a matter of necessity rather than of preference。
咁所以咧，我哋应该都会觉得佢净系教导咧系出于必要，而唔系佢个人嘅喜好嚟嘅。
After all, the time of ancient Timothy is still the first generation of Christianity.
咁我哋要记住咧，提摩太嘅时候咧系第一代基督徒嘅时代。
That means there were an extremely limited number of people who were Christian at all.
咁喺嗰阵时咧，系得好少好少人系基督徒嘅啫。
And therefore, an extremely limited number of people who could even begin to teach God's word.
咁亦都系有更少嘅人咧，系有资格去教导神嘅话语嘅。
Notice for a moment in 1 Timothy 3:6.
我哋睇翻头先提摩太前书三章六节嗰度话。
How the elders of a church must not be recent converts.
佢话咧，长老咧唔可以系一个新信主嘅人。
That would indicate to me that the lack of leadership in the early church meant that somebody tried this.
即系话咧，以前咧，因为咁缺乏呢啲教导嘅人咧，以前早期嘅教会一定系谂过去做呢件事。
It was not a wise idea then. It's not a wise idea now.
咁以前如果呢件事都唔好嘅话咧，而家都唔应该做呢件事。
But the fact that they tried indicates how much they needed leadership.
咁但系咧，无论系点，我哋都见到佢哋系好缺乏领导同埋教导嘅人嘅。
The general lack of available theological leadership meant that early church pastors needed to devote themselves to teaching.
咁所以因为佢哋咁缺乏教导嘅领导人咧。教会是一定要将做到这件事的人去专注做这件事。
This makes an intuitive sort of sense.
咁呢件事都好合理嘅。
After all, the church is supposed to be a scriptural and Jesus-based community.
因为咧，教会咧应该系一个忠于圣经同埋耶稣教导嘅一个团体。
If the church's belief shifts so much that they're no longer a Jesus-centered community.
而如果一个教会已唔再集中喺耶稣嘅身上嘅话咧。
Then they're no longer a church.
咁佢哋已经唔讲得上喺个教会啦。
If you're not a church, you don't need pastors.
咁如果你唔系教会，你亦都唔需要牧师。
Hence, across the letters to Timothy and Titus.
咁所以咧喺提摩太同埋提多嘅书信里面
，Paul's primary instructions to his proteges are about how to keep the beliefs of the communities coherent and Jesus-centered.
咁所以保罗主要嘅教导咧，都系叫佢嘅徒弟要注重教导真理，同埋集中喺耶稣嘅身上。
Their highest priority is to reject false doctrine and to teach true doctrine.
佢哋最紧要嘅目标咧，系要拒绝一啲假嘅教导，同埋教真理。
Indeed, this is what Paul himself spends much of his own time doing.
我哋亦都见到保罗用好多时间去做呢件事嘅。
Across all of the New Testament and in his instructions to his proteges.
在新約很多地方和他教導他的徒弟裡面
It is safe to say that true teaching is priority one for pastoral leadership.
所以我都敢說去教導真理是牧者首要的責任
It would be good here to briefly summarize.
現在我都會又做一點總結
From the beginning of creation, God has always intended to dwell with humanity on earth.
由創世的意思神的目的就是和人在地上一起同行
After the fall, the way God has chosen to do this time and time again is by convincing people to leave their old beliefs behind
在人堕落之后神每一次选择去成就这件事都是让人去学习怎样放低旧我
And to learn how to see the world anew as God sees it
而学习用神的眼光去望这个世界
And then to create a community which embodies God's design.
跟住去创造一个与神设计相符嘅社区。
In the Old Testament, this was the domain of Israel and the prophets.
喺旧约里面咧，这个就系以色列同埋先知要做嘅事。
In the era of Jesus, this is why he went around preaching about the kingdom of God with his 12 apostles.
咁喺耶稣嘅时代咧，这个就系耶稣同埋十二个门徒经常周围去传讲神福音嘅原因。
Instead of just going straight to the cross，
咁就唔系话一道成肉身就跳去个十架度死。
In the era of the church，
咁喺教会嘅时代里边咧
，responsibility for leading the church theologically is granted to elders。
而 在神学上面带领教会这个责任呢就是给了长老了。
While responsibility for taking care of the church's practical needs is assigned to deacons.
而照顾教会日常行政这个事呢就给了执事。
But since Paul's letter to Timothy is not a letter of general theology,
刚才我们讲到呢保罗写给提摩太他的书信呢不是一个普及性的神学教导。
So we have to be careful with how we apply it.
所以我们要很小心怎样应用。
Here it is where it is important to note the differences and similarities between the context of the early church and our own.
所以呢我们要明白到早期教会和现在的社会相同和不相同之处。
To be sure, there are a lot of similarities.
其实有很多地方是相同的，相似的。
The mission of God has not changed.
神的目标是没有变过的。
We are still trying to make communities who can think like Jesus.
我们仍然是想 有一群人是想东西是像耶稣的。
In order to demonstrate to the world what God's design is like.
令到人明白到神对世界设计是什么回事。
Then as now, I believe that the highest priority for pastors is the maintenance of Christian belief.
同埋呢以前同而家都好呢牧者最首要的目标呢都是要维持持守真理。
After all, if we're not specifically trying to learn how to think and act more Christianly, we're simply not a church.
因为如果我们一间教会不是尝试去想同埋行似耶稣的话，我们根本就不是一间教会。
The thing which differentiates churches from any other social organization is our focus on Jesus.
那一样令到教会同埋一个普通社区的团体不同的地方，就是我们对耶稣的专注。
That focus on Jesus must remain at the center of who we are.
而这个的专注一定要成为我们的中心。
But while that fact has not changed in the last 2,000 years,
虽然这些事在这2,000多年里面没有转，
plenty other things have.
其他很多东西是转了的。
For example, the number of Christians in existence has skyrocketed.
例如呢现在的基督徒的数目是多了很多的。
It were not just a couple thousand Christians scattered across the Roman Empire. I think there's 2 billion of us now.
我哋唔係好似以前嘅早期嘅教会得几千人，我哋而家咧係有20亿啦，好似。
At the same time, the general level of education has risen.
咁同埋咧，我哋嘅教育程度咧都係提高咗好多嘅。
The ancient Timothy might have been the only literate Christian in his entire community.
以前早期教会里边咧，提摩太可能係唯一一个识字嘅人。
Most people now can read.
咁但系而家咧，多数我哋嘅人都系识睇识字嘅。
Where the ancient church may only have had a couple copies of the entire Bible.
早期教会咧，可能得几本圣经嘅啫。
I can afford to collect different editions of the Bible in multiple languages.
我哋每一个人都有好多圣经唔同嘅版本啦，甚至唔同嘅语言。
We have access to far more theological resources than the early church could ever have dreamt of.
我哋亦都有多好多神学嘅资源，比起以前嘅教会嚟讲。
Practically speaking, this means that theological knowledge and general literacy are no longer as limited a resource as they were in the time of Timothy.
咁所以咧，神学嘅知识啦，或者教育嘅程度咧，已经唔再系好似以前教会咁一个嘅难阻啦。
A lack of available information is no longer the primary barrier to learning about Jesus.
而学习耶稣这个的障碍我们已经再没有这个的障碍因为不够资源的缘故。
If a pastor can convince you to read a theology book,
如果一个牧者可以叫到你去看一本神学的书
that seems to me about as valuable as if you pay attention during the sermon.
其实呢跟你现在很专心地听这个堂读是差不多一样那么宝贵的。
If you never listen to anything I say,
如果你从来都不听我讲的说话
But you go off and get a degree at Tyndale.
但是如果你去这个神学院去读一个degree,
I'm perfectly happy to make that trade.
那我都会等你很开心的。
As long as you're becoming more like Jesus.
因为呢你应该是会活得更似耶稣。
In the same way, if a pastor can organize events in such a way as to make discussing theology easier, that seems similarly valuable.
咁同樣咧，如果一個牧者係可以安排一啲嘅節目去令到大家容易啲嘅去傾談神學嘅事咧，呢樣嘢都係好寶貴嘅。
It is still important to teach true doctrine and to oppose false doctrine.
同以前一样，教导真理同埋去拒绝一啲假嘅教导咧，仍都系好重要嘅。
There are just a lot more options about how we do that than there used to be.
但系今时今日咧，我哋系多好多嘅选择去点样成行呢件事。
What matters to me here is the outcome.
咁所以最重要嘅咧就系嘅结果系点样啦？
Are we a people who are learning how to live within God's story?
究竟我哋系咪一群学习点样活出神故事嘅人咧
？And the people who are becoming more like Jesus.
一群越嚟越似基督嘅人咧
？So, if I were hiring a new pastor,
咁所以咧，如果我而家要请一个新嘅牧者嘅话
，which to be very clear is beyond my contractual authority to do.
但系其实就唔系即系佢一个人话得事嘅。
One of the questions I would ask myself.Is this?
咁其中一个我会问嘅问题咧，就系咁样啦。
What barriers exist between me and God, and what kind of help do I need to get past them?
我同神嘅关系里边咧，究竟有啲咩嘅障碍，同埋有啲乜嘢可以帮助到我跨过呢啲障碍咧
？Do I need someone to sit down with me in order to help me think through what theological gaps I have?
我系咪需要一个人同我一齐去研究神学上边我唔明白嘅事咧？
Do I need someone to teach me how to read the Bible so that the story of God becomes second nature to me?
我系咪需要人教导我点样去读经令到圣经上面知识系耳熟能详嘅咧？对我
？And what kind of barriers exist for the people around me?
咁我身边嘅人又有啲乜嘢嘅难阻咧
？Do we need an apologist to defend the faith?
我哋需唔需要一个护教嘅人去辩护我哋嘅信仰咧
？Or do we need someone like a personal trainer?So that we can actually get our spiritual workout in.
或者我哋需唔需要一个教练去帮我哋进心我哋嘅灵命咧
？The overall goal, after all, is to unlearn the logic of the world.
我哋提醒翻就系我哋嘅目标咧，系要忘记呢个世界嘅教导。
And to learn how to see the world as God sees it.
而学习用神嘅眼光去睇呢个嘅世界。
In order to become a people who are like God.
成为一群像神嘅人。
This is what it means for us to be made in His image.
呢个就系我哋按着神形象被造嘅意思。
Whether this means figuring out how to separate Christian culture from Chinese culture,
可能呢个系包括我哋要明白点样将基督教同埋中国文化分开。
Or finding new ways of connecting the Old and New Testament,
或者谂办法去将旧约同埋新约连接埋一齐。
That which makes us a church is our ability to make the story of God real in our lives.
咁呢一样嘢令到我哋教会可以明白神故事嘅话咧，就系我哋实实在在活出呢个信仰嘅一件事。
Each era has its own challenges.
每一个嘅年代都有佢嘅挑战。
But changing people's mind in order to make them more like Jesus has been God's plan for the last couple thousand years.
但系将人嘅信念改变。让我们行出神的道呢是神一路的目标。
So, priority one for church leadership is the maintenance and development of thoughtful theology.
所以教会领袖首要的目的就是维持和发展有深度的神学。
The most important thing pastors can do is to keep a church focused on Jesus.
牧者最重要要做嘅嘢咧，就系让呢个教会集中于耶稣身上。
Not only by teaching the story of God，
唔系除咗教导神嘅故事之外
，but also by helping Christians to reimagine their life in light of who God is。
亦都系要帮助信徒喺生命中活出基督。
You may have noticed that so far I have said nothing about a great number of things we now associate with church。
你可能发觉我。头先讲嘅嘢咧，都冇提及到好多教会里边要做嘅事嘅。
I have said nothing about baptism and communion。
我冇讲关于浸礼嘅事啦，圣餐嘅事啦。
Nothing about funerals or weddings, visitations or pastoral care。
丧礼啦、婚礼啦、关顾啊嗰啲咁嘅嘢啦。
And I have not said anything about evangelism。
或者全福音都冇讲嘅。
I did not forget。
咁唔系因为我唔记得。
As important as these kinds of things are。
虽然呢啲嘢好紧要
，I think the New Testament would suggest that all of these practices are secondary to our ability to understand them.
新约嘅教导咧，话俾我哋知，我哋能够明白呢啲事嘅原因咧，系重要过我哋点样行出呢一堆嘢嘅。
Communion without a thorough understanding of what a covenant with God means is just a light snack.
如果我哋唔明白神同我哋嘅约系咩回事嘅话咧，圣餐咧只系一个唔系好够饱嘅小食。
Baptism without an understanding of the doctrine of the resurrection is just an awkward bath.
如果我哋唔明白神复活嘅意义嘅话咧，浸礼咧只系一个好奇怪嘅冲凉咁样。
In the same way, a church that cannot explain and embody the story of God.
同样，一间唔能够解释同埋活出神故事嘅教会
，as told through the whole of the scriptures from creation to new creation，
根据圣经嘅教导里边
，is nothing more than a social club。
一间咁嘅教会咧，其实只系一个普通嘅社区团体。
There's nothing wrong with being a social club。
咁社区团体咧系冇问题嘅。
We're just trying to be a church。
但系个问题系我哋系尝试成为一间教会。
And the only way to do that is to know God。
而唯一可以做到呢样嘢咧，系要认识神。
And to know the story of God。
同埋要认识神嘅故事。
To that end, it is imperative to find leaders who can help you do so。
咁因为咁样咧，我哋系务必要揾一啲领袖可以帮助我哋做到呢啲事。
Amen。